Welcome to the Office of Communications. This is Joseph Amato. Anthony Caputo, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you?
I don't know. That was a little... Felt a little stilted. What do you think?
Stilted? I was going to say stiff.
Yeah, well, yeah, same diff, but I'm with you on that. But this is our... This is our little segment where we answer questions from the people that are listening at home. All seven of them. Yay. They love us. They do. Well, at least the seven of them. This is from, before we get into that, this is going to be the second installment of us answering questions from you guys at home.
Hey, thanks, guys. Just want to say thank you.
And thank you. That is right. So please keep the questions coming. You can reach us. On Facebook, the What's Next Podcast, or at our email, thewhatsnextpodcast@gmail.com. So let's get to the question asked by, let me see, where's the name? Tom Wallard. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Mr. Wallard. I assume I got Tom correct. So his question is, do you two feel you would be good in politics? Why or why not? So Anthony... Do you feel like you would be good in politics? Why or why not?
No, absolutely not.
I don't think so.
I don't think... Well...
Well...
Maybe.
You always do this. You always answer it, and then you immediately go to the exact opposite. Absolutely not, except 100% yes.
Well, maybe that's why I could be a good politician.
Yeah, you'd be great. You'd be that flip-flopper. I would hold this back so that in like 10 years when you're running on something, they'll be like, no, he can't commit to anything. Listen to this. And then...
Wow, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, no problem.
You'd be my running mate.
No, I wouldn't be your running mate.
Oh, yes, you would.
No, I would
I
be
wouldn't
the first,
do it without you.
I would be the first lady. I'd be transgender or something.
Oh, boy.
It's a fast-moving world, man. You got to keep up. We got to keep up.
Now, the question is...
What?
Is the country ready to elect a transgender first lady?
Not right now, but maybe in like 10 years. Yeah, maybe.
You think it's gonna happen that quick?
I don't know. All right. Why not?
Back to the question at hand.
Okay. We're gonna get a question the next time. Do you think the country could elect a transgender?
Oh, boy.
Right. So you think now you think that you would be good at politics?
Maybe.
All right. You were the worst at answering questions.
See?
Yes or no?
I have no desire at all to be a politician.
All right, let's say desire was irrelevant. Let's say you had the desire.
If I had the desire,
yes.
I feel like I could be, but it's hard to even fantasize about that because I am...
Okay, why do you think you could be?
I feel like you could be one a good politician,
okay,
too.
Okay, don't skip the question. You could be?
Because I want to make you think about you. And then all
I think
those
about
qualities.
Me all the time. You don't have to worry about me thinking about me.
Good Lord knows you do.
Yes. It's too bad you stumbled over that joke. Otherwise, that would have been good. So go ahead.
I think that we both have all the qualities that would make a good politician.
Okay.
We're both self-assured.
Okay.
We're both good at communicating, I would think.
Okay.
We're both good under pressure.
Okay.
But I don't know if you're good under pressure.
I don't know if I'm good under pressure.
I don't think you are.
All right.
But at least, you know, two out of three.
I think that if...
You also need a big...
If I cared about the thing, I would be good under pressure.
Right. Yeah. And for me, I don't know. Anyway, so that's... And the last one, I think, is that you just need to have a really good handle on current affairs. And you have to be interested in that. You got to have your hand in everything.
Well, all right. I mean, I don't know if I agree with all of those things, but why do you? So you think because you have all of those things, you would be good?
I think that those are the main qualities that go into being a good politician.
I think
things.
That's a little.
It's broad, but I think you know
not
we're
really
not talking.
Broad. I think it's a little safe. I think those are all safe things. I think you would be not a bad politician. I don't think you would succeed in politics to get what you wanted done. I think you could certainly make a career in it, but again, I don't know that you would be good at it because I think you're too idealistic, and I think that the rigors and the process, the glad handing, the fundraising, the ugly schmoozing, the dirty shit that goes on in order to get stuff done would really turn you off to the point where, you know, you would, I think it would, I think the machine would eat you. I think politics would serve itself upon your back rather than you getting service for your constituents via politics.
And maybe that's why, again, I know that and I would have no desire doing it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But like I said, even if desire, like say you just like, you know, you were like, fuck this, this world needs to change and I'm gonna help make a change. I think once you got there, I think you'd realize it's a lot harder and it's a lot uglier and dirtier. And I don't think, I think the person you are now, you're too idealistic.
You keep on saying that. I don't know what that means.
You're like Sam. Like you know, you think that everybody, like if you saw a wrong that needed righted, you would be, I think, hard pressed to hear someone be like, no, you're wrong. I'm not going to vote for blah, 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 blah. I think you'd be like, what the fuck do you mean you're not? It's causing X, Y, and Z. And that person being then saying to you something like, well, my constituency is the oil company and, you know, I, you know, whatever. And I think that would like break your heart. I think that, and then that's even like a safe thing. I'm talking about like if it really gets ugly, like friends, careers and lives are on the line and you have to go against them. And it's just, it's not for the meek. It really can beat you up. And I don't think the person you are right now is good for that.
Hmm.
I think it's definitely possible you grow into a person. I mean, you're still so young. I mean, in 10, 15 years, yeah, maybe. I don't think the person you are right now.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever wanted that career path in my. I've never been attracted to things like that.
Sure.
I
see you like as an advisor. Like I see you as a Sam. I see you as a Josh. I see you as like the moral compass, the sounding board for a candidate or a politician. I see you as the person that always points true north, that always reminds the guy, no, don't do that because of this or that. That's interesting. The guy that I see with.
I would also have to really like the guy. Like, I'd have to buy into what he's selling. So
see, that's another thing. I was just going to say, no, you don't have to necessarily like the guy, but you're right. You would have to
like
the guy.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That is the problem. That's again, another part of the problem. Like, I don't necessarily even have to like the guy that I'm working for. If the guy can get shit done, I'm going to back him. Even if I don't like the person. And that's the difference. And that's why I don't think the person you are right now, I think actually you just said it perfectly. That's the reason why I think the person you are right now would not succeed in politics.
I think that goes for both of us. I think that I have a hard time concealing how I truly feel about things. So if I feel a certain way about things or if I'm passionate about something, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to do it.
I agree with that.
I feel like similar to you, you're very expressive with things. You tend to, you're not able to hold things
by expressive, you mean demonstrative, right?
Yeah, sure. Okay. You're all about the transparency. You're not about deceiving people.
Right.
And I think that's an integral quality also of politics. Although when I take personality.
That you need to deceive people?
I think that you have to have that personality trait.
I agree.
And it's weird because.
I think you have to be able to frame arguments in a way that is not lying, but also not the truth.
Hence the architect.
I don't know that I do that. I actually try and bring as much truth as possible. Like, for example, so like you say, you know, you don't think I would be good under pressure. I think you say that because you see me, I'm going to say this, at a place where pressure builds and I snap. And
quite frequently.
It's because I don't like the place. It'd be a completely different story.
And I
if
could
it
see
were,
you, yeah. I mean,
it's a
I believe that.
When I'm, you know, I was doing a web series and you know, my heart was in that thing and I really cared about it. And there was a lot of shit that went down a lot. And I never lost my cool because I cared about the thing.
Right.
You know, but I will sit here and I will say to you, your assessment, your initial assessment in regards to the place that you see me do it at, absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. I can be completely honest about that. And I think that would, I think maybe that's what you're saying would hold me back, like my honesty. Especially because I think that the arguments that we have, the problems that we have, can't be solved with easy solutions. And I think that's all people want is just easy fucking solutions.
Right.
So I would always, I don't know that I would ever agree with anyone ever. Like, they'd be like, oh, this is the, like, the right would say, this is the problem. The left would say, this is the problem. And I'd be like, you're both fucking idiots.
Right. Are you good? Are you good with taking sides?
What does that mean?
Like, you don't have to 100% agree, but if, is someone able to sway you to make a decision?
Yeah. I can lean one way over the other.
And make a decision, like put a hard fist down and say, this is what we're doing. This is what we're believing in.
Even if
it's not 100%.
I think I could, because I also do live in the real world and understand that, you know, no solution's ever going to be perfect. I just think that I would probably end up not keeping enough friends in politics for support. Like, I think people would want my seat all the time from both sides, you know? So, like, yes, maybe the Democrats would have to twist my arm to get me to be like, all right, fine, I'll vote for this because ultimately you are correct. But they would probably be so fed up with me at the end of the day.
Someone would, like, come and stab you in the back.
Right, or try to get me, like, you know how, like, we go through our arguments, either on this podcast or mm-hmm. not, and no matter what it is, like, I will try and kind of tweeze it apart to its smallest components and look at it from all sides. And
right.
really, I mean, shit, we just had a conversation in an episode where we talked about how pedophiles aren't, you know, like it's there has to be some measure of compassion for them.
Yeah.
Like, there is no way.
That would
just
fly
no
in politics.
Way that there is, that anyone is going to sit here and be like, okay, we got to get this done. Bring Joe in. Like, I would just be the guy that's like, you're all full of shit.
Right.
That's where I would be, I think. That's where my biggest problem would be.
Hmm. I had another point to make, but I can't remember.
That's okay. Usually your points are good, so if it comes back, please let us know.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem, buddy.
So with that said, what do you think you were built for? Let me clarify this.
I think... I should be Iron Man.
And I should be Captain America.
Also, although I would not do the stuff that Iron Man does. I would be like out, like, I would be like going to factory farms and stealing all the cows. I'm like, enough of this. You will not eat these cows.
Come back to your place. You just have thousands of cows.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm built for. What are you built for?
I don't know. Like, I always talk about this. I don't know if we talked about this in another episode, but there's a difference between doing what you're naturally good at.
Okay.
And doing something that you're good at, but you've worked really hard to get there. And I think rarely in life do those
two... I don't think we've talked about that.
Well, let's talk about it. We have a little bit of time. I think that it's rare in life that those two things cross. Like, for example, I don't think that my career right now, I'm in consulting and research. I don't think that that career is what I'm naturally talented at.
Okay.
I think that I've worked really, really, really hard to get to where I am and have the status and authority that I do in my role. But I worked really hard to get that.
Okay.
I think that I'm naturally gifted with music and instruments.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the question is what happens when you're naturally talented at something and you work really, really hard at
you're
it?
You're Michael Jordan.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So do you think that, like, what are you talented in? And, like, what are you naturally... What were you built for?
I have very good comedic timing. So I'm very good at acting and all this other stuff in terms of that. I also am very good at really thinking things through. So probably in another time I would have been a philosopher. I've worked really hard at a bunch of things. I don't know. I mean, I have certain natural talents and natural inclinations. I don't know what field I would be perfect for either natural skill and ability. I mean, I think there are a lot, because the thing that I would say about acting is anyone can be taught to do it. And in fact, there's no such thing as a natural when it comes to that, because the camera is such an awkward thing. You have to learn how to do that. But you can have certain... Like, you can't teach comedy. It's very difficult to do that. Mm. You either are funny or you're not, which is why most actors are afraid to do comedy. It's so much easier to do drama.
I think even, like, Woody Allen in an interview said that you can't teach comedy.
You cannot teach comedy. You either understand the timing of a joke or you don't understand the timing of a joke. And I've seen it go both ways.
But there's also a thing of people, I know people who are just naturally funny.
Right, but it's right? also, but then, okay, so if you're naturally funny, that's great. But now, can you learn the skills necessary to translate that into using the camera, using, I'm trying to think, because there are a few times that we've watched the show and we've said, wow, this is a great use of this. The camera is telling the story. There are a lot of times that you can use the camera to tell a joke. And now, obviously, off the top of my head, I can't think of one. But I do that in auditions all the time. Because in an audition, there are no cuts. You know, it doesn't cut away from me and then back to me and this and that.
Right.
So I have to use the camera to tell a joke.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff you can learn. So it's about the application of your natural abilities plus learned skill.
Hmm. I think that's what a lot of things, but I think...
I think that's what a lot of things, too. That's what we're talking about, like Michael Jordan. Like, Michael Jordan had ability, but he mm-hmm. worked his fucking ass off.
Right, right. And it's very rare that those two things happen, because you could be successful and make a great career out of something that you just work really hard at.
I also think the opposite is true, usually. I think a lot of people end up seeing someone like Michael Jordan or whatever and just say, man, that man was born to play basketball.
Mm.
And they discredit...
all of his hard work.
Hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of hard work. And I think they do that with a lot of people. That man was just meant to this. That woman was just meant to this. You know? Like Michael Phelps. His body is designed to swim.
Yeah.
But if he didn't train hard, that body doesn't mean shit. Of course, if I train as hard as him, I will never be as good as him because his body is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's multifactored, but again, we like to distill things into simplicity.
This is like the practical applications of like one of them of like nature nurture.
Yes.
Right.
It's always the combination. It's never one over the other.
Yep.
Sometimes one is more dominant, to be sure, like in the case of the Michael Phelps thing. Like you with that body, I mean, all you have to do is work hard and you'll be fine. But if I worked as hard as Michael Phelps, there's no way, you know?
Right.
It's not gonna happen.
Interesting. But,
so you really think you are a musician with your gifts?
I do. I really do.
How
but
come you never followed through with it?
I don't know. I think it all stopped in high school. I've performed at Carnegie Hall.
Really?
Doing I played what? Second clarinet in the Borough-wide band.
Second clarinet as mm-hmm. opposed to first. What is first and what is second? I don't know.
There's usually three parts in an orchestra.
Okay.
And they each play different parts of that same instrument.
Oh, okay.
So I was the second... piece. They all play in conjunction with each other, okay. But I was the second piece of that part.
Clarinet, huh?
Yeah, I played clarinet, I played saxophone, I played alto sax.
Harmonica, ukulele.
Yeah, and those I don't have, like, I just picked up. I play piano. I think I'm decent at piano. I just picked these things.
Wow, I never knew this about you.
I would love
you're annoying
lessons.
In the car when it comes to the harmonica. You're really annoying. But otherwise, I did not know this.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I wonder, like, if I gave the dedication and time and put the hours in, where I would be with my musical career, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm able to just pick things up.
Yeah.
But now I just see it as a hobby. It's a release.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult. I mean, I think when those two things marry, you can, not always, but you can get greatness. Otherwise, you know, you got a guy that has a little bit of talent, but he works really hard and he becomes, you know, good, proficient, a mm-hmm. steady person in that field.
Yeah.
You know, or the talent gets you to a place, but because you didn't work hard, it only takes you so far. You know, that we see that all the time in all sorts of things. But
We have to stop now because we don't want to go over time. It's just a question. But in organizational psychology, that's my field. When we select people for jobs, this is actually interesting because it goes with the whole politician thing. We do something called a job analysis, and we start to tweeze out, you know, knowledge, skills, abilities, and everything else. They're called KSAOs. And usually, if you're going to be successful at a job, we're able to create an archetype or a profile of a person that would be perfect in this position. And skills are something that, you know, you need to teach. Ability is something that's more innate. It does cover all this, but it's interesting. So
you keep saying that it's interesting. I'm waiting for the interesting part, though.
everything I'm saying, baby.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so that's the next question. And I loved it, Ant. If you have a question, please let us know. We're eager. We're so happy that we get them. So please give us more and we'll answer more. And they can be anything. They don't even have to be, you know, relegated to politics. If you want to ask us what we think were the best movies of the year, if you want to ask us, you know, what we think the world's going to be like in 50 years, though I don't think we're qualified to answer that, so we probably won't answer that question. But ask us anything.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, but I have no idea.
Or you just want to give us love.
Yeah.
You just say, like, hey, great job.
Yeah.
I'll take
you that. You guys are great. You know, that's...
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Yeah, that would be good. All right. Thank you, guys. This is Joe Sfumato saying goodbye.
AC out.